Felix and the Unicorn. In a magic land far away, where animals could understand humans, a farmer lived on his farm. One night, a basket was left on his doorstep. Nobody had seen when exactly the basket had been placed there, or by whom. The next morning, the farmer found this surprise when he opened his door. Carefully, he lifted the blanket that had been placed on the basket. In it, he saw a small black bundle. Suddenly, it started moving and two white spots appeared. When the black creature rolled around, he could see that it was a small kitten. Cautiously, he took the kitten from the basket. It was a male cat. When the cat opened his eyes and met the farmer's gaze, he felt warm all over. From that day on, he took care of the cat. He called him Felix. Felix was still very young and in need of protection, and the farmer tended to him lovingly. At night, he often set Felix down on his chest and told him about his life. The small kitten always purred when the farmer stroked him. Felix loved the farm. There were horses, a small chicken coop, and glorious rooster that awoke the whole farm when the sun rose. In the mornings, the farmer would always get a fresh hen's egg and goat's milk, which he liked a lot. There was always a lot going on at the farm. There was also a riding school. Children from the village took lessons there, and Felix always watched them attentively. He dreamed of riding someday, too. Felix had a lot of fun at the farm, and over time, he grew to be a big adult cat. Later, he was brave enough to take long rides out into the countryside with the horses, and soon he was very good at riding, even without a saddle. Felix was very happy. One day, when he was just playing with a mouse, he saw the farmer heading towards the house with a group of strange humans. The strangers were dressed differently to what he knew. They told the farmer about a beautiful, big city on the other side of the magical land. He could hear them raving about the city and all the delights one could find there. When they entered the house, he followed and heard them reporting of their great adventures. Felix listened to their stories deep into the night. When the sky was starting to lighten up again and the strangers were still telling thrilling stories, his eyes fell closed. He dreamed about the exciting adventures on the other side of the world. In his dreams, he was the great adventurer and he explored the glorious city. The next day, Felix didn't wake until it was almost noon, because after all that excitement, he had to have a good rest. His dream had been so wonderful that he felt joyful. After thoroughly stretching, he suddenly realized that the strangers were gone. He was sad at first, because he wanted to know much more about the other side of the world. Then, he was seized by a zest for adventure like he'd never felt before. If the adventure didn't come to him, he would have to go find it. He made a plan to explore the other side of the world. Not right away, since he loved all the animals and the farmer dearly and wanted to bid them farewell first. He knew that it would be a long journey and maybe he would never come back. It took Felix a whole week to say goodbye to all animals, and when he had packed up his pack in the evening, he went to his dear farmer. He was sleeping soundly and snored loudly. Felix owed him a lot and his heart was heavy as he realized that he wouldn't actually see him for a long time. In parting, he lay on the farmer's chest. After purring into his ear once again, he jumped to the floor in a big leap and sprinted out of the house, like he was afraid that if he'd stay just a moment longer, he wouldn't go at all. That's how hard it was for him to say goodbye.